In this heartwarming StoryCorps interview, 11-year-old Molly Johnson talks to her dad, Matthew, about the day she was born, some of their favorite memories, and what she's looking forward to in life. You can't miss the love that this father and daughter have for each other and the laughter that they share.
What was I like as a baby?
You were very, very sweet. Boy, you were hard to get to sleep in your bed, though. Man, you did not want to sleep in your bed. You wanted to get in bed with me and Mommy every night, but you were so funny and just, you were so pretty. I just remember that. I can remember taking you when we brought you home from the hospital, how excited I was, and we put you in the car. It was freezing cold. I'll never forget that. And so we pulled up in front of the apartment we lived in at the time. I jumped out to get you, to rush you inside because it was so cold, and Riri was at our house, and Riri held the door open to the apartment for me. I jumped out, grabbed the carrier, walked in with it, and we left your mom in the car. We were so worried about getting you inside. Your mom was just sitting there going, hey, why you left me? I was like, oh, God, I forgot her. So I had to run outside. She wasn't too happy. I can remember your room in that apartment. It was just a little two-bedroom apartment. And I can remember it was pink and green. And Mom would get up at night and feed you. Just, you know, I was working and she wasn't. Then as you got a little bit older and you started having cereal, that was my favorite thing was we had that bouncy seat and I'd feed you cereal every morning. And that was my time I got to spend just me and you. It was every morning. I loved it.
Is there something about me that you've always wanted to know but you have never asked?
Well, what do you think about when you think about being grown up? What is it that you look forward to or that you're scared of?
I look forward to finding a job, you know, like, I don't know, like.
That's like the worst part of being a grown up.
Well, I don't really know.
No, I shouldn't say it's the worst part.
I don't really know, honestly.
Is there anything that scares you about being an adult?
Not really.
It's good.
Being able to drive, I want to.
Yeah. Being able to drive is cool. That's one of the good things.
For your great-great-grandchildren listening to this 3 years from now, is there any wisdom you'd want to pass on to them?
Wisdom? I would never consider myself wise, but the only thing is I just love the people that you have in your family and make sure you do stuff with them. That's for sure. That's one thing I try to make sure that I do is always to do stuff with you and your brother. You know, because look at what we do. You know, we go fishing, we go to parades, we do all kinds of different stuff.
If this was like our very last conversation, what would you want to say to me?
Oh, just how much I love you. And just that you're a great person. I'm very proud of you. Sorry. Proud of a lot of things with you, but mostly just how hard you work in your grades and that you're a very kind person. I didn't know that I could love anything as much as I love my kids. It's just, it's an amazing experience to have a child and help them grow up.
These interviews were recorded at StoryCorps, StoryCorps.org, a national initiative to record and collect stories of everyday people. Excerpts were selected and produced by Alabama Public Radio and are sponsored by the Porch Band of Creek Indians.